Rookie Fever, the show that looks closely at NFL rookie values all year long.
Let's go! Let's get this show going, man.
Hurry up, hurry up!
The Rookie Fever Podcast.
We're just having fun and we're working, baby. That's it,
baby. Let's go. Wait, see.
Rookie Fevers. Rookie Player Profile Edition.
Welcome back to Rookie Fever. I am here with the one and only Felix Sharp.
I'm glad I got to be here first so that I can talk about more of a mainstream guy. I'm always trying to shoot like the three from 50 feet away. I'm going to do a free throw. I'm going to take a free throw today.
So he's talking about Wandale Robinson out of Kentucky. So first of all, I want to get back to Wandale Robinson. I don't want to leave him hanging too long, but I think it's really important that we get into Campus Canton a little bit before we get in the show and we leave him hanging just a little bit for a minute, because for me, somebody who doesn't even play that format yet, it's been really fun just to watch you guys rise and grow in the community. And how are you guys doing, man? What's going on at Campus to Canton?
CampusToCanton.com is the website. Campus the number 2 Canton. You can follow me at Sharp Review on Twitter. That's Sharp with an E. Swags. It's the one format where you can't hide. You know what I mean? Like, so for people who don't know, it's just like NFL Dynasty, except for you have a college dynasty team too. And when you're a player, and then that team is playing every week and you're accumulating points and there's a college championship and an NFL championship. But you have to draft these players so that you can eventually have them on your NFL roster. So we're studying underclassmen and freshmen, Travion Henderson and CJ Stroud. Those guys are already on someone's rosters in C2C or Campus to Camp League scoring points. There are no fakers. Yep. There are no fakers in C2C leagues. Like, you got to come with it.
On your rosters while you're playing with actual NFL players, you're trying to predict which ones you're going to also want to stick around for when you do get to the NFL. Does it ever get hard to, while you're in those situations, and maybe you have a thriving quarterback that's getting you points in Campus to Canton League, but you have to try to predict his future and what his value is today in that league versus what it would be next year?
Because there's always a balance.
You could start how many quarterbacks? 3 to 4?
I mean, there are some Campus to Canton leagues where the quarterback pool is deep enough where it's triple flex. So you can start three quarterbacks in addition to your running backs, wide receiver, flex player. It just makes it fun. But but there are, 130 teams, FBS teams, so you can do that.
Yeah, that's crazy. So at that point, do you get take lock on that hot quarterback?
It can happen
a little bit, right?
Take lock is a good word, but you develop these relationships with these players so much earlier on. For a lot of the dynasty communities, we see, all right, they start posting videos on rookies that we've been looking at since they were freshmen. I'll just give you an example. Carson Strong was a player that I gravitated towards after his redshirt freshman season because he performed very well as a redshirt freshman. And in the back of a Campus to Canton startup, I need a quarterback that could start. Played well his sophomore season. Like, whoa, 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 this guy actually has some NFL tool. So, like, I want to see him perform well because I was, I was out here on him in 2020. It was the same thing last year with Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson eventually becomes the second overall draft pick, but I was on him very early on in the 2020 season because, again, needing a quarterback. Ramondre Stevenson, another example of a player. Hey, that's somebody that I need to get on my team because he's got an NFL future. And so everyone likes to be first. Everyone likes to be first. Like, oh, this is my guy. I was first on this guy. Campus to Canton is the one format where you can actually essentially be first on a guy. Nobody's heard the name Hunter Deckers yet. Not in the dynasty community. One of my favorite players.
I have not.
He hasn't started a game yet. He's Iowa State's quarterback. He's going to start this year. But it's the one format where if you think that you actually are a competitive evaluator of talent, if you think that you actually know what you're doing, then try a C2C. I mean, you see, we're out here, we're growing, we're trying to, you know, I'm one of the carnival barkers for this format. I love the format. If you like playing with competitive players and you like stretching yourself, then Campus Decanton is for you. We've got, I mean, I just looked at my quarterback rankings and they're 90 deep at quarterback already. And we're going to add, that doesn't even include the freshman. At wide receiver, it's 160. At running back, I mean, it's the same tight end. It's probably like 60 or, you know, so we have the tools that you need at campusdecanton.com if you want to try this, or you can just send me a DM at Sharp Review on Twitter and we'll get you in here. It's not expensive. I mean, it's a subscription website. It's $2.99 a month or $29.99 for the year. So if you can spare $29, $30, go right in. Or you can use our promo code.
10 cents a day if you do the monthly.
Something like that. Shane, you know where I went to school. I'm not a great in math, so it's just 10 cents a day, sure. Or if you like Prize Picks and you do Prize Picks, just use our promo code, and all you have to deposit is $20. And you get a free year-long subscription to the website. Not only do you get that, but you also get a match on your money. So for $20, you can go to Prize Picks, get another $20. You got $40 in your account to bet on player props, and then you get a free subscription to the website. So I accept Dynasty invitations from friends, but it's really only C2Cs that I'm doing now because it's the most fun to me.
And like you said, dude, $20. Now, I mean, I'm not even going to figure out how much that is a day, but holy, that's super cheap, man. I'm going to have to check that out myself. But truly, it's been awesome to watch you guys grow. And this is not going to be the last person you guys hear from Campus Decanton on the Rookie Fever player profiles by any means. I want to go back to something you said, though, really quick, because I really liked it. And I promise the listeners, we're going to get to some Wandale Robinson. But you develop the relationship with the players, because I believe in that. And I think that is probably not only a more accurate way of talking about take lock, because I think we want to find a derogatory way, and we found a way of take lock being a little bit derogatory, but I think it's also more accurate, and I think it sounds a little healthier, more proactive. But dude, I totally know what you mean, and sometimes it's not only the players that show success, but that your players, it's easier for you to find excuses to why they're still worth having around or they will succeed versus the players. It's easy to be like, see, I knew he wasn't going to be good. And then you're like, well, your guy's not doing good either. You know what I mean? Like, but, I think you do develop those relationships. And I think that then when your players do hit, they are so hard for me to part with, to be quite honest with you, and I want to go out of my way to try to add more and more and more.
I mean, I can't tell you how much I think about Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson, I was pretty much out there in the fantasy community first, like, this guy is good in his junior year in college. This guy is good. As a matter of fact, one of his best games in college was the Idaho Potato Bowl in 2019 against who else but the Western Michigan University Broncos, where he threw for 4 touchdowns, and I don't think he threw an incompletion in that game. But I was, you know, I was out in front on Zach Wilson, and so – you know, when he had the season that he had this year, I'm just looking for just a little bit of life. Go back the 2023 class. Everyone knows about Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson are two of the premier players in that class. I challenge anyone to go back and find an article on Jahmyr Gibbs earlier than my Dynasty Nerds article that was published very early in his freshman year. He was the number 14 ranked running back in his class. I'm like, why is this guy is one of the best players in the country. How can he be the number 14 running back in the class? But I've developed an emotional attachment, with his success. He'll be at Alabama next year. So yeah, man, I mean, it's, you really get to invest in these guys and these players really early on. And then Shane, you get to see if you're right or you're wrong. You know, it's all out there on the table.
We should probably get into Wandale Robinson at least a little bit today.
We can talk about Wandale. We can talk about whoever you want to talk about, Swags.
Man, I'm excited to hear about Wandale Robinson now, to be honest with you. I have to ask, outside of the fact that you wanted somebody that was maybe a little bit more exciting to talk about this time of year, what was it about Wandale that steered you in this direction?
I think the twitchy slot wide receiver is kind of, I don't want to say easy to evaluate, but it's really, I think you kind of see their skill set on tape and it's kind of readily apparent or it's not. And that's kind of what Wandale Robinson is. And I don't know how much backstory you want me to go into or if you want me to just jump into his analysis, but that's kind of why I wanted to evaluate him is because, one, I think that, okay, drafted, probably second round draft pick, is going to step right in and be a starting slot wide receiver from day one if they draft him in the second round. And I can see him having fantasy value. He should be, you know, a high volume between the 20s type wide receiver who you're probably not going to get a bunch of touchdowns from, but he's a guy who should, you know, he can run after the catch. You can throw, do that screen game behind the line of scrimmage and have him run after the catch if you want to. But his ADOT, his average depth of target, is better than a player like Rondale Moore that you saw even at Purdue and then this year in Arizona where you saw him really hanging out by the line of scrimmage and then relying on his run after the catch ability. No, Wandale Robinson was getting deep for the Kentucky Wildcats this year. And so there are some concerns about his size, but his skill set, I don't think that there are any concerns about his skill set.
I mean, and you mentioned Rondale Moore. He's a little bit taller than Rondale Moore, at least, you know, maybe
listed taller.
Waddle-ish size.
Yeah, he's listed. So when he was coming out of high school as a recruit, he was listed at 5'9", 175. And I think he's listed at 5'10", 180-ish now. If he is 5'10", or 5'11", 180, like there's no questions about his BMI. But if he comes in and he measures in at 5, I mean, there are pictures of him standing right next to Rondale Moore. And Rondale Moore was, what, 5'7", 5'8"? And Wandale Robinson wasn't towering over him. So that 5'11 might be a fifi or fufu height because
one of the days before, yes, it, maybe
right, you know how schools do sometimes. So
he's standing very tall that day. He's proud and standing straight. But what is it about his skill set then? What kind of skill set do you see in him?
Quick twitch, the lateral agility. This is a former running back. He was a running back recruit, the class of 2019. He was the number one all-purpose back in the class. The most familiar names in that class are Breece Hall, Isaiah Spiller, both of whom are eligible for this draft, Kyren Williams, Zach Charbonnet, who's going back to school, Eric Gray, they're at Oklahoma now. He was the number one all-purpose back and the number five overall back in the class. So, you know, regardless of his size or what have you, this was a highly thought of recruit, and he had a high recruiting pedigree. He went to Nebraska, and at Nebraska, they used him as a running back and wide receiver. And so when you see him, you know, when you look at some of these plays from Kentucky last year, you see a player who gets hit in his legs and then bounces off and he keeps running. He has contact balance. He has some of those running back traits. And I mean, we talked about his size. The NFL just showed us that they prefer these players with, regardless of their size, they want speed. Jalen Waddle, Tutu Atwell, Rondale Moore, Kadarius Toney, Elijah Moore, Dwayne Haskins, Amari Rodgers. These are all similarly sized players that went very high in the draft. The players like Seth Williams and Warren Jackson and Terrence Marshall, like that
Nico
era is kind of Nico Collins.
Yeah.
Like that, the NFL did not prioritize that type of player this year. I mean, I think out of the guys that we just talked about, Terrace Marshall was the one with the highest draft capital, and you see what he did this year.
Yeah,
so
do you think part of that is the way some of the rules in the NFL have changed, and you don't need that big Andre Johnson alpha wide receiver out there?
I think it's that, but you know, I think that's one of the things, is that you can't touch the wide receivers beyond, what, 5 yards, is it? Or is it 3 yards? But then the other thing is that, and this is kind of something that Aaron Rodgers led the charge on, is quarterbacks don't turn the ball over anymore. They're a little more conservative with their passing. So, you know, I don't know what Dez Bryant would be in today's NFL when he was kind of an above the rim contested catcher. Like, quarterbacks don't want to throw contested catch balls anymore. You know, Matthew Stafford is a rare breed where he would throw it up to Calvin. And I know you've seen this a bunch of times, Swags, where you had three guys around him and they would throw it up to him. They don't. That's not how the NFL is really played anymore, because you want to have that. You want to have, you know, a very good touchdown to interception ratio. And so you want these guys who are efficient, who create space, who can get away from cornerbacks. And that's what, I mean, that's what Wandale Robinson is. He is this class's Elijah Moore, similar skill set to Rondale Moore.
You think second round draft capital maybe going into the draft here?
Yeah, I do.
It's tough, man. We haven't even been through the combine yet. We're early this year.
Yeah, we are recording this early. We haven't been through the combine. I think that he will, you know, go run a 4.5-ish, sub 4.5. I mean, that's what I want to see. But pure straight line speed isn't like the reason I'm excited about him. It is that quick twitch, sudden ability to run slants and get open and, you know, kind of lose a defensive back really quickly. That's the kind of stuff that I'm excited about for him. So even if he does, I mean, I say 4.5 and people are like, oh, that's slow. First of all, no, it's not. Second of all, it's plenty fast for this type of player. When you think about somebody like Deontay Johnson, I'm pretty sure Deontay Johnson ran a 4.57 at the combine, but you watch his tape, he was a quick twitch athlete. And Rondale Moore and Wandale Robinson has some of that quick twitch ability.
It's weird how their names kind of do that if you talk to them about them too close to each other, Rondale and Wandale. It's almost like it's like Wookiee. I used to say Wookiee Rewind because Rookie Rewind was too close to each other, so I'd always mess up my, I'm not even playing. That's how it happens. So I also wanted to ask, and I think it's also like we mentioned so early, where do you think you could see him going? Not even necessarily from the draft capital aspect, but I'm trying to think of where do these skill sets fit for you? Because I was trying to think of a couple teams, and the one team that kept going through my head when you were talking about his skill sets was like, oh my gosh, Shanahan's going to draft this guy, and somehow something bad's going to happen with one of these players, and he'll fit in at some point, but maybe not. And obviously being sarcastic, but it seems like he has that kind of skill set that Shanahan could use, though.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, but let's not forget that the Jets are running the Shanahan offense there. I think the quarterback's coach went over to the Jets to become the offensive coordinator under Sulla. I can't get Zach Wilson out of my head, but also there's a duplication of roles there between Elijah Moore and Wandale Robinson. And I'm just looking. I mean, who could use a slot wide receiver? I mean, there's a lot of teams. The Buccaneers, I think, after Antonio Brown being gone, Green Bay is always in need of wide receiver help. I don't know that Amari Rodgers is going to be the guy there. The Saints could use wide receiver help. The Lions could use wide receiver.
Is Braxton Berrios going to be the guy there, really? And Jameson Crowder is going to go away pretty quick here.
I don't know if he's the guy, but I think that the Jets, I mean, between Berrios and Elijah Moore, they're kind of looking. I think that they're going to look for, you know, a wide receiver that's 6'2" and, you know, bodies people a little bit more, just so they don't have duplication of roles. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of teams. I mean, even Chicago could use a slot wide receiver. Miami could probably use a slot wide receiver if you want to move Jalen Waddle around. Mm. There's a number of teams, but for these small fast guys, I love when they go to indoor teams. The Saints, the Lions, the Falcons, or warm weather teams. So, you know, they're not playing. I don't want them playing necessarily. Obviously, I'd be fine if he was in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, a place like Denver, and I don't really want to see that. I want to see him go to a fast track where he can use all that speed and lateral agility. And Shane, I did pull some of the important metrics for Wandale Robinson from our tools at campusdecanton.com that are developed by Jarrett Backus. If anyone sees those charts out there with the regression line and players along the line by year out of high school. Those are Jarek Backus's charts. And if you want me to go into it, I can go into it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I'm not an analytics guy, but I do have Jarek's number, so I know what's kind of important. And receiving yards per team pass attempt is one of the metrics that the analytics community is paying attention to as far as wide receivers. I wish I could share my screen with you. I know this is a audio medium, but if you look at Wandale Robinson, as a matter of fact, I've compared Wandale Robinson, Deebo Samuel, and Rondale Moore together. Wandale Robinson, he's a third-year player, and every single year on that receiving yards per team pass attempt, he has been above the regression line, and that regression line shows the average for NFL players who earned a top 12 fantasy season for quarterback or a top 24 season for wide receiver. So that regression line shows you, like, on average, how college prospects have performed when they were in college and then if they became a top 24 wide receiver. And Wandale Robinson is above that line. His first year, his freshman year, his sophomore year, and then way above the line, his junior year, this past year, way above the line. So if you look at this player from an analytical standpoint, also, weighted dominator rating, above the line, receiving yards market share, way above the line. So from a film perspective or an analytical perspective, like the things that matter, he's popping. Like the only problem that we have with this player is that he might be, 5'4" and 125 pounds. I mean, that's the problem that we have. Either, Shane, he's either going to be the next Deebo Samuel, given that running back background and be able to be used in the background, or he's not. That's like those are the only two possibilities. Either he is or he isn't. It's one of those two things.
Yeah. You mentioned Rondale Moore so many times that you started to get, like, that's probably where he's going to go to the Cardinals.
Someone I would like
absolutely
that.
Doesn't need him, but they may find a way to utilize him. Christian Kirk, I think, is a free agent this year as well.
Christian Kirk finally breaking out in year, what, four? Yeah. I mean, with that loaded wide receiver core, I mean, I wish breaking I would have hung out.
What, 800 yards? Did he have 800 yards?
Was it 800?
I don't know. I have no idea, but
yeah,
I don't think it was much more.
Yeah, I mean, he was finally somewhat productive.
He's a slow grower. I mean, every year, if you look at it, he's got like another 100 yards added on a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he was a slow grower, but given how early he broke out, I thought that we would see some of that production a little bit earlier, but better late than never. Also, I do want to – so Wandale was in one of those classes before the – pandemic broke out, and so we do have some testing numbers from him coming out of high school. We don't have a 40 time, but he ran a 20-yard shuttle of 4.3, which is about average. The best that year was Cameron Phillips, who ran a 3.95 for what it's worth. The worst was 4.76. He ran excuse me, I keep coughing today. I don't know. He had a vertical jump of 34.8. Again, nothing to write home about, but again, one of the best recruits in the country in that 2019 class. And, we'll see what he runs, what his 40 time is. I think this is a player who's probably going to test well in the agility drills.
One of the bad things about rookie feeder player profiles is even at this point, I start to develop a relationship with the players you're developing a relationship with. Wandale Robinson's ceiling and floor would be?
I think his floor is Tutu Atwell. I think his ceiling is, that's a good question. I think his ceiling is maybe Randall Cobb, what Randall Cobb had been. I really think his ceiling is potentially what Elijah Moore's ceiling is. I mean, Elijah Moore was another player of similar size who could get deep. And I think but Wandale Robinson has a little bit more of that running back flair and skill set to him. I mean, it's almost like a combination between Moore and Rondale Moore and Elijah Moore. I'm trying Randall Cobb, Jarvis Landry, those types of players, like especially Landry, because I don't think that you were ever going to depend on Jarvis Landry, you know, catching 15 touchdowns. He was fantasy relevant, or he has been fantasy relevant due to his consistency. And I think that that is what we could potentially expect from Wandale Robinson. I wish I could compare him to Cooper Kupp, but he's not the same size as Cooper Kupp. He just isn't. I think Cooper Kupp is what, like 6'1", two something, and that's not, you know, Wandale Robinson's not close to those physical metrics.
Do you feel like we give up on rookie wide receivers too quickly in their rookie year in the NFL? And two-part question, do you feel like Wandale is going to be one of those players that maybe we need to be a little bit more patient on through year one?
I think we give up on players too early just in general.
As fantasy players or the NFL or a little both?
No, as fantasy players, I think that, you know, if you get the requisite draft capital, then you can still get attempts in the NFL. Or opportunity, that's the word I'm looking for. You can still get opportunity in the NFL, but for fantasy players, I mean, just look at how valuable Josh Allen was after his first year. Look at Zach Wilson now. Look at Tua Tagovailoa, you know, players that are people just like, oh, we don't want them on our roster. So, I mean, to answer that question,
a horrible example, and I'm not even trying to be cute, but look at Cordell Patterson and him, like, finally at 30 having, like, a career season. And I know that that's not the kind of stuff we're looking for in Dynasty, really, but, I mean, man, nobody was patient with Patterson. So that's why I said it's a bad example. But
this entire class of quarterbacks, nobody wants. Maybe say for Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson. I mean, people are saying, you know, the question is being asked on Twitter, who would you rather have, Trevor Lawrence or Davis Mills? So, yeah, we don't wait for these players to develop. We don't wait for these players to get weapons around them for their team to get better. I mean, thinking of wide receivers, people were saying, oh, CeeDee Lamb doesn't have a catch in that playoff game yesterday. Jerry Judy's not good. Well, Jerry Judy's quarterback is Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, Devontae Adams is a really good example because there was that season
is it going to be Adams or Jeff Janis? Like, or do they both?
Yes. Start?
Or is it going to be Jeff? It's Jeff Janis. Nope, it's Devontae Adams. And it was back and forth. People don't remember that, man.
There was that season where everyone in that wide receiver core got hurt. I think Rondale Moore got hurt. And then in the preseason, Jordy Nelson went down with the injury out for the season. And so here Devontae Adams was. And then I remember when that happened in redraft leagues, Devontae Adams' ADP shot way up. And then he didn't perform that season like you thought he would.
No.
But lo and behold, it was the following season after that where he finally developed. I'm going to look at his.
No, it took a minute, though. You're right. Absolutely.
So, yeah, if you believe in your process, you know, you look at everything right, then I think that was 2016, that season with Devontae Adams, because his first 1,000-yard season was 2018. Devontae Adams has only had 3,000-yard seasons. It's interesting to think about that. He has. I mean, be patient. You know, don't trade these guys away. I don't think that people do that really anymore. I think that, you know, the Dynasty community, Dynasty players are really, really smart. And, you know, I don't know that there's anybody out there that's trading Kyle Pitts away because he didn't score enough touchdowns this year, even though he had 1,000 yards receiving.
Right.
You know, I Rondale Moore wasn't utilized the way we all wanted him to. It was kind of spotty. He's still tough to get. Rondale Moore and Wandale Robinson, by the way, played their high school football right here in Kentucky. Frankfurt for Wandale Robinson and Louisville for Rondale Moore. So I got to give a shout out on that one.
Nice.
I do have one more criticism of Wandale Robinson is that he does not have the pluckiest of hands, but he is a former running back, but he is not, you know, somebody who you would just describe like that dude has mitts. He doesn't, but I don't, that's not really a concern for me with wide receivers a lot of times. It's more like, are you getting open?
What do you feel like the general consensus thought is on Wan'Dale Robinson?
I think that the general consensus is positive. I think that this class overall is, you know, you want to draft wide receivers. I think the consensus is that the running back class is not particularly strong. So, in a 12-team league, definitely in a 14-team league, I think that we're going to see Wan'Dale Robinson drafted at the back end of the first round and probably the top half of the second round, definitely. Problem is if he measures in at 5'8", 169, or 5'8", you know, something like that, then all bets are off. But if he is, in fact, 5'11", 185, somewhere around there, then I'll feel a whole lot better about it. But we're not going to see his weight until the combine, I guess, because he's not a senior. So he's not going to be at the Senior Bowl. He wasn't at any of the senior all-star games. So we're going to have to wait until the combine to see. But that's going to be a big moment for him, is to see what he weighs in. And hopefully he's not like Jalen Reagor. Like, I think Jalen Reagor put on too much weight to get ready for the combine. You know, I think he weighed in at 205. He's probably should be 190. Whatever Wan'Dale Robinson does, I hope he doesn't, you know, try to go weigh in at 200 and then run a 4.6 40. That would be problematic too.
Hurt his draft capital a little bit too.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask as well, who's somebody that maybe last year you were a little bit higher on and it didn't quite happen, that you're trying to acquire? Maybe not Zach Wilson.
I mean, there are a couple of guys. I mean, does Ramondre Stevenson count as, you know, not having happened for him this year? And that's a guy that...
is somebody you could go out and get.
Yeah. He was another player that I was advocating for last year, and I would still be trying to acquire him at the right price, because Bill Belichick has not used a bell cow running back really since Corey Dillon. And so I just don't know if that's in the card for Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels. I don't know if they use a running back that way, even though I think Josh McDaniels used Knowshon Moreno in a bell cow role, if I remember correctly.
LeGarrette Blount had that season where he had 17 or 18 touchdowns with the Patriots too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, without off the top of my head, the other player would probably be I'm a big Tommy Tremble fan. I love Tommy Tremble's athleticism and blocking ability. That means he's going to be on the field a lot. The only thing, he's a very good athlete, but we got to see him catch the ball. And so I think and tight ends tend to take a long time to develop anyway. But we see that they let go of this.
Just needs some opportunity. Honestly, yes. I hate to just overuse opportunity, but I feel like he's one of those players that once he gets on the field, then I like the idea of going to get some Tommy Tremble for sure.
And I mean, I know we said this name a lot, but Elijah Moore is a player that I'm trying to acquire everywhere. I mean, if I can get Elijah Moore, I'm trying to acquire him. But again, I don't know if you can. I think people kind of see that his time is going to come.
I agree, man. He did really good. It's too bad he got banged up a little bit, too, throughout the end of the season. I don't think he's played since week 13, which was unfortunate. Yeah. But up until then, I think 28% of his games were wide receiver ones, and then the almost 50% all wide receiver twos or better. So that's not too bad for a rookie in the situation that he was in, if we're being fair, honestly.
Especially, you know, given the start of the season, there was still Jameson Crowder there, who, you know, he was competing to get on the field with, playing essentially the same position. So, no, I agree with you.
The ghost of Corey Davis even had a couple good games early on, honestly.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to talk about it. He's been away from Kalamazoo too long, folks.
That's that P.J. Fleck. You know, P.J. Fleck has a good track record with wide receivers, from Corey Davis to Rashad Bateman. You know, I thought that Daniel Jackson was going to be the next one, but we have to wait and see. We got to wait and see on that one.
Who is your guy in the 2022 draft? You do not want to leave without this guy.
I mean, the easy answer is Treylon Burks. That's the easy answer. Let me give a more difficult answer. How about at the quarterback position, Sam Howell? I don't know who's going to be the first quarterback drafted, but Sam Howell is a three-year starter. He was productive very early on for an upstart UNC program, and he's aggressive. I like quarterbacks who throw the ball downfield, and he's not afraid to throw the ball downfield. And so there's going to be, you know, Kenny Pickett and Matt Corral and people like Malik Willis. But of all that entire group, I like Sam Howell because of all of those things that I said. And then this year, coming out of nowhere, Sam Howell is all of a sudden running the ball. And so he adds the dual threat ability also. I don't think that the quarterback class is particularly strong, but if you are going to draft a quarterback, Sam Howell is the one that I have the most faith in.
Nice. Maybe even that guy that slips in our rookie drafts, like some of the other guys to have in the past years. What about somebody you do not want to touch?
Somebody I do not want to touch. I don't know that I have an answer just yet.
That's okay.
I wonder about David Bell is a player that I just can't put my finger on. I don't want to say that I don't want to touch him. It's just that he feels a little Tylan Wallace-y to me. And Tylan Wallace was had good ball skills, but was 6 foot. And I think, you know, I've even heard David Bell comp to Allen Robinson. And I just don't know if that's the type of wide receiver that the NFL is looking for right now. But again, I'm going to rely on other people's evaluations on David Bell. So whoever the running back three is, you know, maybe that's Kenneth Walker. Kenneth Walker is a Johnny come lately. And I don't know if he gets day two draft capital, maybe. But I think that I'm going to end up taking some of the wide receivers where those running backs are taken. I'm skeptical about the running back class. I think that's my answer. It's still early. I mean, it's still early in the evaluation period.
So early. A lot of times on Rookie Fever lately, we like to end the show with some kind of final thoughts. And that's all that they really have in common with each other is they're just kind of final thoughts. I want to give you the opportunity to choose either some kind of final thought to put out there. It doesn't have to be fantasy football related. Or a strategy that you think people should use within their upcoming rookie drafts or throughout the offseason. You can choose your final thought. And Felix didn't know he was going to be doing this. Typically, that's how we do final thoughts on Rookie Fever. So you can choose whichever you would like to enlighten the world with, Felix.
My final thought is that everyone out there this year, if you do one thing, try a Campus to Canton League. Try a Campus to Canton League. For the first time. And yep, your learning curve is at least on the college side of your league will be steep at first, but you will have a lot of fun and you will enjoy it. So that's my final thought is to try a Campus to Canton league.
I love it. And you'll get better at all of your other leagues that you're in too. You're only readying yourself for every league that you're in, your Debbie league, your leagues with just rookies, all of those leagues. Once you go through Campus to Canton leagues, you're going to be better at every frickin' league you're in. So follow Felix Sharp at Sharp Review on Twitter. It's Campus Canton on Twitter as well.
That's right. Campus the number 2 Canton on Twitter.
And campuscanton.com. Felix, we're going to talk really quick after the show, but tell them again who you are, everywhere they can find you. We'll be in touch.
You can find me on Twitter at Sharp Review on Twitter. Please, you know, follow me there. Follow me on the YouTube page, the Campus to Canton YouTube page. Always talking about college football and football in general there, posting videos. And follow Campus to Canton on Twitter also. Look, we have the podcast feed, the YouTube page, the Twitter page. My podcast is the Debbie Debate. We haven't missed a week since November, when we started, November of 2020. That's like more than 67 weeks straight. We're always there for you. We record year-round at the same time, Wednesdays, 9:30. If you want more football talk, Debbie Debate, Campus to Canton YouTube page, Campus to Canton Twitter page, Sharp Review on Twitter.
Love it. And that is a hell of a grind going weekly. Some people don't realize like what you have to do to keep up that consistent content. Appreciate you as always. I am at Swagzilla0G. This is at Rookie Fever Player Profile. And we are defeat. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. Rookie fever.
is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago now.
Who got the 101 scouting? It's never done this stupid fool and run. I told you anyone. Size and speech just on real landing spot. Not ideal. Wait, what's this breakout? A full rookie fever stage.
Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he pulled his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now we get a fever. When we kiss it, fever with that flame in you. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon.
Got the fever, cause I got the fever. Now you got the fever, so she got the fever, and he got the fever. No cure for the fever, so let's feed the fever. Thank God for the fever. Thank God for the
fever.
Now you got the fever. Now you got the fever. Now you got the fever. Now you got the fever. Now you got the fever.